When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
To the Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Let's start off. Let's right off the bean, a shout out to my fellow Catholics, because today is Ash Wednesday. This year, for Lent, I'm giving up, and this is true, peanut M&Ms. And Tucker Carlson is giving up trying to bang the green one. Good luck. Folks in the Midwest might have to give up even more today because an historic 3-day storm is set to bring snow, ice, and extreme cold across the U.S. That's right, my fellow dads out there. This is it. Approaching storms are our Olympics. For the next 72 hours, your job is to breathlessly follow the AccuWeather radar tracker and give constant updates to the family group chat. Doesn't matter if no one lives in the storm's path. I got my message ready, okay? Oh boy, it's really coming down out there. Snowflake emoji, snowman emoji. Love, Dad. P.S., I'm gonna go salt the front stoop again. But it's not just, was I supposed to have an actual phone? I thought I was supposed to have an actual phone. I don't. It's called acting, what I just did there. It's not just cold on the horizon. Half the U.S. is set to freeze while the other half is facing record high temps. It's a meteorological phenomenon known as any couple sharing a bed. You don't get that joke, just wait. Speaking of locations, Ohio. They're still dealing with the aftermath of the devastating train derailment in East Palestine. And yesterday, the EPA ordered Norfolk Southern to handle and pay for all cleanup efforts, adding they must pay to clean the mess that they created. That's right, little mister. That's right. Who do you think you are? You clean up your own disaster. What do you think, a maid comes in here and processes all your flaming chemicals? You get this toxic dirt out right now or you are not going on the choir trip. Yesterday, we heard from Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw, who did his best to reassure residents that their town is safe.
I've come back multiple times. I've drank in the water here.
Yes. I've drank in the water. And me brain fine. No poison, uppy. Refreshing. Shaw isn't the only one hanging out in Ohio, because today, the former president visited East Palestine. And he is not scared of being exposed to toxic chemicals because he clearly already has. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's vinyl chloride. Now, this trip for him, it's a little awkward because he's visiting after having cut rail regulations as president. Or as a Philadelphia Inquirer op-ed put it, the ex-president will return to the scene of his crime. Yeah. It's a little awkward. A little awkward. Not easy. Now, this may be a surprise to you, but the former president was not just in Ohio out of the goodness of his heart. You see, his 2024 presidential run has gotten off to a rocky start, struggling to generate excitement. So he viewed the visit as a major campaign event. Yeah. Yeah, no, a campaign. It's fitting that he's trying to restart his campaign in East Palestine because, much like the fish there, it's dead in the water. There you go. When he finally touched down, he was accompanied by Don Jr. and J.D. Vance, or as he calls them, which one of you is my son? Been a while. Then it was speech in time. Now, keep in mind, this is a shattered community. So it was important that the former president stay focused on their crisis for at least 2 minutes before detouring just a little.
I don't know if you remember when Ohio State wasn't going to be playing football for another season. And I called the head of the Big Ten football. I said, you got to get this football open.
Spoken like a guy who totally knows how football works. You got to open up the football to get the delicious pig meat inside. Then.
That's it.
Then he wrapped it up with this inspiring message.
It's an honor to help, and you're well on your way. And that was a tragedy, close to an unbelievable tragedy. Could have been really bad. And thank goodness that didn't happen.
What? Didn't happen? Thank goodness. What part of giant toxic plume would you classify as not really bad? Reminds me of that famous footage of the Hindenburg disaster.
Oh, how close to an unbelievable tragedy. Could have been really bad. Phew, crisis averted. Oh, the football is open.
Oh, speaking of train wrecks, the former president's life, he is under investigation down in Georgia for interfering in the 2020 election. There you go. We have a theme. The grand jury has wrapped up its investigation, and now we know they are recommending multiple indictments. Boom! Oh, boom! Yeah, baby. There is no way he's getting away this time unless he does that thing where he always gets away every time. Now, the grand jury only recommends indictments. The final decision goes to the Fulton County DA, but the forewoman of the jury is now speaking out. She can't reveal anything, but her face says 1,000 words.
Did the grand jury recommend an indictment of former President Trump?
I'm not going to speak on exact indictments.
She seems like a fun person to interview. Ma'am, I invite you to the Ed Sullivan Theater anytime to play poker. I've got nothing. Now, a lot of people have been giving this particular juror grief for speaking out, but she has a good civic reason.
Why do you want to speak out publicly?
Because this was a really cool experience. I think it's really important, like, in general, to not try to skip jury duty.
She's right. Jury duty is a really cool experience. It's all the fun of a waiting room with none of the magazines. And all of you, listen to me, all of you should do your jury duty so they don't call me. I'm busy that day. I got a thing. But what was her favorite part of jury duty?
My coolest moment was shaking Rudy Giuliani's hand.
No! Girl, no. First of all, he's one of the people you're there to indict. Second, don't you know where that hand has been? Unfortunately. Really? Okay. Unfortunately, there's news about Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, seen here at a kindergarten recital. This week, old Marge tweeted, "We need a national divorce. We need to separate by red states and blue states. Everyone I talk to says this." Yes, everyone I talk to says this. Me, my gun, the crazy screaming lady who lives in the mirror and will never stop crying. Someone should take away her gun. Now, it sounds like Green is advocating for states to secede from the union, but she promises it's totally not that.
A national divorce is not a civil war. It's actually separating by red states and blue states and making state rights and state power a lot stronger than it is right now.
Yes, it's like Abraham Lincoln famously said, a house divided against itself is actually a lot stronger than it is right now. Vaccines have microchips. So people don't remember that. people don't remember that he was against the microchips because microchips. So, Green doesn't want a civil war, or does she? Because she also said this.
The last thing I ever want to see in America is a civil war. No one wants that. At least everyone I know would never want that. But it's going that direction.
Because you're pushing it that direction. You're the chief spokesperson for civil war. This is like Sir Mix-a-Lot saying, the last thing my anaconda wants is buns, huns. But it's going in that direction. So what does she want? Well, it's not much better. Here's what Green proposed.
I think that, you know, red states could choose in how they allow people to vote in their states. What I think would be something that some red states could propose is, well, okay, if Democrat voters choose to flee these blue states, once they move to a red state, guess what? Maybe you don't get to vote for 5 years.
Guess what? First of all, that's the most unconstitutional idea I've ever heard. Second, how would you identify Democratic voters? We got an NPR tote bag waiting in line. Uh-oh, gluten-free muffin at 11 o'clock. Gluten-free muffin, move, move, move. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Eugene Levy.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Gentlemen, my first guest tonight is a four-time Emmy Award-winning actor you know from Best in Show, the American Pie movies, and Schitt's Creek. He's now hosting a new series, The Reluctant Traveler.
Is it poisonous?
Very venomous.
Very venomous.
Venomous snakes. This species has a very hemotoxin venom.
Right.
So you have a snake bite by this kind, it's not going to be nice.
No, because... it won't be pleasant. Let's say you get bit by an eyelash viper snake. How long would you have before, you know, you'd have to seriously think about your own demise?
About an hour you're going to have.
You have an hour to get to the hospital.
That's right.
And the hospital is how far?
45 minutes away.
It's 45 minutes away.
That's right.
Let's say it's rush hour.
Rush hour. You got to run.
Yeah.
So that's why we take very careful with this type of species.
Yeah, no kidding.
So lucky to see it, to be honest.
Very lucky. This is talk about luck.
There you go. It's just amazing.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Eugene Levy.
Thank you. Wow.
Lovely to have you back, a giant of comedy. Thank you for being here.
Great to be back.
I think so distinguished. You look fantastic. You got a cross between Leonard Bernstein and Neil Diamond going on right now.
I'll take both. I'll take both. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I get more, I get more suave the older I get.
That's what it is.
Maybe it's gray in the temples.
Gray smoke in the temples. Roof, but still fire down below. I asked you about something backstage, if you don't mind. You've got a lovely pin on right here. It's like a snowflake pin with a maple leaf right in the middle.
Yes.
Explain to the people what we're looking at
here. Yes, this is the Order of Canada. I'm now a companion for the Order of Canada, which is the kind of top tier. I became a member 10 years ago.
So it's a member of the Order of Canada and a companion.
And then you can get promoted to officer, and then you can get promoted to companion. I just skipped officer, and I was made a companion this year.
Wow.
So I... Very big honor.
That is. That sounds tremendous. And now Canada will never be lonely.
I will always be a companion to my country.
That's very nice.
Truly is a terrific honor, and I love wearing this.
Congratulations.
Pin.
It's quite lovely.
Thank you.
So well deserved.
Thank you.
Now... You're hosting a new show on Apple TV Plus, and it's called The Reluctant Traveler, in which it brings you to destinations like Finland, the Maldives, yeah. South Africa, elsewhere. This sounds like a fantastic gig. Really? How did this come about?
Well, I get a call saying, Apple TV Plus wants you to host a travel show, and it was about hotels initially, exotic hotels around the world.
Really,
I think
nice
it was
places.
Called Room with a View when it was pitched to me.
Yeah.
And I, of course, and so I get excited thinking, I'm getting one of these calls to travel around the world, visiting all these great hotels. And then, in the next couple of sentences, I'm thinking, okay, all right, just a minute. But you don't like traveling. You're not really a curious person. You have no sense of adventure. Not really an explorer. They got the wrong guy. I'm not the guy. I'm not the guy for this. So I said, I'm not the guy. I think you can find a better person who truly enjoys this kind of thing. What I didn't know was after that call, they got together, the executive and the producer, and said, that's the show. That's the show. It's great. I mean, he can host the show, but he doesn't like it, and we need that in the show. That gives the show its personality. That sets it apart. That's the show. So they pitched that version to me, and I said, that makes sense.
Of a sort.
Wait a second. Of a sort.
Because why don't you... I mean, I'm sure you had to do a lot of traveling throughout your career. Why don't you like traveling? It broadens the mind.
Everything is just... It's so discombobulating. I don't know. I mean, like packing. I'm night before a trip, I'm packing. I overpack. I have a tendency to overpack. You know why? I like options. I like to have options. I never know what I want to wear, so I'm looking at a suitcase, and I've got a bag full of stuff I know I'm not going to wear, but there it is. It's in the bag.
Just
what's the matter with me? I mean,
yes.
Why can't I just wear stuff I know I'm going to wear? Okay, now we get to the airport, and you're getting into security, and what do you see? You see a security line from here to Newark. And you work your way up to the front of the line, and then it's just, do you want to take your shoes off? Okay, fine, your shoes are coming off, your watch is coming off, your belt is coming off, your phone is going in, your laptop, your coat is going in. You're watching your life rolling away from you in 7 bins that haven't been cleaned since 1790. And...
Okay, yes, and...
And you're being berated by a security person who's
sure.
just said, Not that bin. No, they're underneath. They're underneath. And why are they so hostile? Because they've been saying, take off your shoes all day. Wouldn't that make you hostile?
So you don't mind being other places. You just hate the process of getting there.
Yes, I hate the process of getting there. And then you've got to retrieve all your stuff from the bins that have, passed you by.
I'm trying to get past the security line.
I can't...
There's more than the security line for traveling.
I'm telling you, by the time I'm out of the security line, the only place I want to go is home.
Well, what about no happy trips? Hold on a second. You have been married to your lovely wife, Debbie, right?
Deb.
Yes. I didn't want to get too familiar. Deb. For 45 years, right? 45 years. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, what about, did you have a good time on your honeymoon?
We had no honeymoon.
None.
We got married on a Sunday. We were back at work on Monday at the Second City.
Oh, wow.
I was in Second City.
Oh, I know.
And
that.
My wife, Deb, was working at the Second City as a hostess. Mm-hmm. So we, Sunday, we worked, of course, Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Sunday was our wedding day. Monday, we're back at work.
Wow.
We should take a honeymoon, I think, at some point.
I think at this point, you probably got the scratch. You could probably get yourself a nice, go down to Boca. You're going to love it.
She loves traveling about as much as I do. So, yeah.
We have to take a brief break, but we'll be right back with more Eugene Levy, everybody. Stick around.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back with the host of The Reluctant Traveler, Eugene Levy. Okay, you've done a lot of ensemble acting, obviously SCTV, the Christopher Guest films, the American Pie series of instructional videos,
yeah.
Schitt's Creek. But now you are playing, now you're not playing anything. You're yourself in this series.
Yeah.
What is that like for you? And have you ever just been yourself before?
It's frightening. It was frightening.
I have my own opinions.
Because, you know, I've spent 50 years being a character actor, okay? And the further removed a character is from who I am, mm-hmm. the more comfortable and the more fun it was. The closer it got to who I am,
yes.
the more nerve-wracking it got. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In Schitt's Creek, I played a character that was very close to who I am, and that was frightening off the top, you know, getting into that. But nevertheless, it was a character. There's no character here. It's just me. And, you know, it is... I'm just uncomfortable, you know. I've never done it before. It's the first time, mm-hmm. so I don't know. I mean, you had a Second City background as well.
I have a Second City
character
background
on stage.
This is the first time. This is the first job I've ever done that is not
right.
in character.
So
yet.
How was that the first night you did it?
Terrifying.
Okay.
And also, it's such a burden because my character always knows what he wants. My character always has an opinion of things and people and events. I have to take a lot more time to think about what I think about something because I'm responsible for what I say and do. My character could do any thing he wants. And somebody else will decide whether or not it stays in the piece.
If I had a character that was sitting in this chair right now, you'd be hearing laughs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
It's frightening just being yourself.
Right. You do a pretty good Eugene Levy, though, I gotta say. Okay, just back to Schitt's Creek for just a moment, because it's such a beloved show, and it was such an amazing experience. You're really doing it with Catherine O'Hara and your family there, your son and daughter.
Yeah.
Is there any more in the future? Is that going to happen again? Because people love that show.
Well, you know, we love that show, and we love the cast, and we would do anything to be able to work with that cast again. Just a great, talented, brilliant bunch of actors. And, you know, my son Daniel has always said, you know, it really depends on the idea. If there's an idea for a Schitt's Creek follow-up that can, you know, take us to an even higher point than we left off on the show, I think that would be a good starting point for that project. So if and when that idea, you know, happens, I think we'd be more than delighted to actually get in and do it again. But nothing... nothing right now.
You might have noticed, the people at home probably noticed, you might have noticed on the little monitor out here that every time we say the word Schitt's Creek, it comes up on screen.
Yeah, I know, but that's been going on. That's been going on for...
CBS, just for people to know, CBS will not allow me to say Schitt's Creek without it going up on screen, so the audience at home knows exactly what I'm saying.
But that's been going on for 7 years.
Yes.
And, you know. And,
yeah.
And the whole thing about that show was that it's actually somebody's name. It's a name. It is a name. Shit is a name. It is. It's a name. You can find it in any phone book. I mean, that's how we sold it to the network that broadcast our show, was saying it's a real name.
Right.
Yes. Not the other one.
Not the other one.
No. But our shit is the real shit. It's like it's the real... You know?
That should be carved on something.
All right. Yes.
Eugene, lovely to see you again.
Hey, thanks, Stephen.
The Reluctant Traveler premieres Friday on Apple TV+. Eugene Levy, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.